No, I told myself that I wasn't going to be scared or back down, and amen. I'm just going to depend on the Lord today. Amen. Now, I'm not going to tell you anything new. This book has been read over many, many times by a bunch of people much smarter than me. But God has given me a few things, and we're going to read out of Genesis. And it's going to be start in the beginning there. It said, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And that's a bold statement right there. If you don't believe that, you're going to have trouble with the rest of it, I'm telling you. And then it says, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. Folks, God spoke light into existence. He just spoke, and there was light. He didn't have to formulate anything. He just spoke. And that's how powerful our God is today. I want you to know that if you got trouble and stuff, you can bring it to God and God can take care of it. And he don't even have to lift much of a finger. He can just speak it into being. As we go through here, we find where he created Adam. And then later on, he created Eve. And they told him not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For when they eat of that, they shall surely die. And then the old serpent, the old devil, beguiled Eve and told her that, no, you ain't going to die if you eat that. Go ahead. She took of it and did eat, and then she gave of her husband, and he did eat. And it says in the third chapter, in the seventh verse here, it says their eyes of them were opened, and they knew they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made them aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees in the garden. And the Lord God called on to Adam and said, where art thou? I'm here to tell you today that the Lord knew where Adam was. He wanted Adam to know where he was. He wanted Adam to know that he was lost and he was knew of sin. He knew that he was hiding behind some trees there trying to sew fig leaves together because he didn't want God to catch him naked. When he said he heard the voice of the garden, I was afraid, I was naked and I hid myself. And he said, who told thee that thou wast naked? Have thou eaten of the tree thereof? I commanded thee that thou shouldn't eat. And the man said, the woman gave to me and the tree and I did eat. And the man blamed the woman and the woman blamed the devil. And we've been doing that for a long, long time now. We come to find out that the Lord there, he passes judgment on Adam and he passes judgment on Eve and he passes judgment on the serpent. There, the old devil. And it goes on to verse 21 here. It says, unto Adam and his wife did the Lord make a coat of skins and clothe them. And that right there an innocent animal had to die that their sins are covered. That their nakedness is covered. And that's the way the Lord does. The Lord can't look upon sin. It has to be covered. And then you come on down, and we're talking about Abel, where he's offering up a sacrifice. And it says, and Abel brought the firstlings of his flock and the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and his offering. But unto Cain and his offering, he had no respect. Because we see right there that Abel brought the firstling of his flock, the best that he had, and offered it unto God, but Cain, he brought works unto God. And you can't bring works unto God because of the filthy rags in the sight of the Lord. We can't work our way into heaven, folks. You might think you can, but it's impossible. There ain't no works going to get into heaven. And as we go on, we're going to go on to the 22nd chapter of Genesis. I know it's jumping around a lot, folks, but we're going to try to get out what the Lord wants us to get out here. In the 22nd chapter of Genesis, it said, "It came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here am I. And he said, Take thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah. And offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains that I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went up to the place which God had told him. And then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place far off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the donkey, and I will go, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again unto you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son, and took the fire in his hand and the knife and went both of them together. And you notice who he put the wood on. He put the wood on Isaac his son and carried it up there, carried it up the mountain. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and says, My father, he said, Here am I, son. He said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham said, My God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. And they came to a place which God had told him of, and Abraham had built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called upon him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham, he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do anything unto him, for I now know that thou fearest God, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. We want to say right now, that right here, we want to talk about Abraham's faith, and we also want to talk about the sacrifice to be made here. But we want to talk about Abraham's faith. See, Abraham and his wife were getting up in age, and they couldn't have kids, or didn't have any kids yet. And God told them, said that you're going to have a kid, and you're going to call his name Isaac. And they couldn't hardly believe it because they were so old. And God made a promise unto Abraham that he would make a nation come out of Isaac. So Abraham right here knew. He knew that God had promised him something. That God had promised him seed through Isaac. And God don't lie. We talked about that earlier today, didn't we? But God don't lie. So when Abraham, it says in Hebrews here, we're going to turn there because we're going to mess it up. We're going to read it. It says, By faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and when he had received the promises, offered up his only begotten son, of whom it is said that in Isaac shall the seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead. From whence he received him in a figure. We know that Abraham had so much trust in God that he knew that he was going to have seed through Isaac, which hasn't happened yet. He knew that Isaac had to live to produce that. So he knew that if he slew his only son, that he would indeed die and then he would be resurrected. But instead, there was an offering called in a thicket by his horns instead. And it was able to give that. But the faith of Abraham right there, He thought he was going to have to sacrifice his only son, but God made him a promise. And he knew that if he went through it, God would still have to produce that. Because that's the type of person God is. If God tells you something, you can bank on it.
Amen.
I'm reminded of when Jesus was on the shore and he says, "We go to the other shore." And the disciples and him get on the ship. And he goes down in the belly of the ship, says he goes to sleep. Said that storm's raging, carrying on outside. And it made them think there was a hurricane, a real bad storm. They thought they were going to die. And they woke Jesus up. And he said, "Don't you care that we're going to die?" And Jesus got up from there and said, "Peace, be still." Then he said, "Oh, ye of little faith, didn't you know that I said that we were going to the other side?" Amen. God does not lie today. You can bank on everything that God has said. Amen. Sinner friend, if you're here and lost today, and in the sound of my voice, and I don't know your hearts no more than nothing, we've been talking about all these sacrifices for you. Whenever Jesus died upon that cross, he died for you, that you might have a way to repent and be one with God and be saved. Now, we ain't going to sacrifice any more goats or anything. That part's over. God has made that. Jesus has made that. That's the only time it's going to happen for you is that time. He's not going to come back and die again for you. That's the only time you're going to get it. If God is knocking on your heart today, if you're being drawn, if you have that contrite spirit the Bible speaks of, that broken spirit and that broken heart and that utterly broken spirit, I beg of you, come up here to this altar today. You know, I've been out, like I said, I've been away and I've been out for a long time, and I should have studied more than I have. But God has lit a fire under me, and I plan to do all I can for him. And I'm telling you here today that if you come up here and you lost today, I'll pray with you, and I'm sure there's many more that will. I don't know anybody's heart here, but if you here and you lost, you need to come up here and pray or bow where you at, and we'll pray for you. Brother, if you'll get a song, I know it's short, but that's what God had laid upon my heart.